Okay, imagine if a guy gets up in Madison Square Garden in front of a couple thousand people and says like this, says, "Greetings and welcome to the audience. And what a beautiful morning. What a great afternoon," right? The guy would sound weird. We'd think he fell off his rocker. Right, if a guy gets up and makes an announcement like that, he's saying everything funny. What's wrong with what he's saying? Is he's accenting the wrong syllables, the syllables. He's putting, so I got 2 minutes, you got to keep quiet here. We'll talk afterwards. And he orders after the 5 minute mark. The problem what he's doing is accenting the wrong syllable, wrong letters, which accent means what the definition of accent is, lengthening the sound. Meaning if you take the word Yisrael, you can lengthen the resh, you can lengthen the aleph. Yisrael as opposed to Yisrael, that would be the difference between a correct accent or an incorrect accent. The problem with these mistakes, besides the fact that it sounds weird if you're reading things incorrectly, but it actually can change the meaning. For example, in this past week's parsha, there was a very famous example. It talks about Rachel coming. Yaakov is standing by the well, and he sees Rachel coming. Famous example. And the first the pasuk says Rachel ba, and then later on the pasuk says Rachel ba again. It says exact same words, but they have different meaning. One is means Rivka is on her way. She's coming towards the well, as that's Rachel ba'a, she is coming, as opposed to Rochel has already arrived, Rochel ba'a, she's already got here. I hope the Valkyria this week said it correctly before he found the mistake in the Sefer. Anyway, we have a word that actually, the accent, what we call the hat'ama, the accent of the word, can actually change the meaning of the word. Now, how, we have other words, for example, in Kriyashma, we say, ve'ahavta, it's a command, a very interesting example, we'll talk about it another time, but a very interesting example, and we'll talk about it on Wednesday how we can discern and figure out which is which. But a very interesting example is when we say the words. There's a word in Hebrew which is to build. They built in the past. How would you say that? They heim banu. We built yesterday. Banu. How would you say to us? Banu, right? So when we say Hashem should be exalted through Am Yisrael, and we say v'yispoar banu la'ad, he should be exalted and should be built forever. That doesn't really make any sense, right? I think in the same thing, that same little thing there, it says, there's a Yishlach, there's a Lanu there also. With something about Lanu, oh yeah. Vaser Lanu, Vaser Lanu, that one we do say, right? There's one we say Lanu, I forgot what it was, the lack of time. But even what Lanu, what does the word Lanu mean?
Slept.
Well, Lanu means,
to us.
Right? To us, lanu means they slept. So you say vispar banu. The one with lanu. Which what's what? No, that one we say right. I think. But in the song Yishlach Lanu, if you say lanu, it means they slept as opposed to us. To us, which takes on a completely different meaning. So it's very important to keep in mind where to read the correct accent of the word. Now I still have 2 more minutes. So very quickly, how does a person know when to read the word to accent and lengthen the end of the word as opposed to accenting the sound before? Now for those that lane. It's a whole different sugi, and it's a lot easier. For those that are not leaning, are just using a sitter, the way to know it is like this. In English and most European languages, besides French, the words are almost always stressed not on the last syllable. Normally the first or possibly the second syllable of the word, but not at the end. For example, beautiful or audience, these words are lengthened in the beginning of the word, as opposed to some words which you accent at the end. In Lashon Kodesh, and in French that's very much the way, but Lashon Kodesh, most of the words are accented at the end of the word, which is called in the Diktuk Svarim, Milara. It's accented at the end. Milara in Aramaic means later on, meaning it's accented at the end of the word, as opposed to some of the words which are called Milael, which means we say in the Gemara, it says la'el. La'el means above, earlier. So mila'el, when a word is accented not at the end, so it's called mila'el. How do you know the difference between the two? Very quickly. All words, when you open up a sitter, all words will be emphasized at the end of the word. So you don't say Yisrael, you say Yisrael. Unless there's a little vertical line. When you go through Mitzvah tomorrow, everybody will use a sitter for Shacharis and check me out on this, and you'll see the little vertical lines underneath the words. Those vertical lines in a sitter, only in a sitter, not in a Chumash, are coming to show me that the word is accented on the last syllable. So, for example, the word lanu, meaning to us, will be accented. There will be a little vertical line under the lamed, the comments of the lamed will have a vertical line to tell you you're supposed to lengthen the lamed. If it doesn't have that line, you always accent the end. Therefore, vahavta does not have an accent, you have a vertical line, you emphasize the end. The word of Visharecha, however, has a little vertical line on the resh, and that shows you that it's Mila'el, and you're supposed to read it with the sound, the accent, the lengthened sound will be the second last as opposed to the last. And thank you for listening.